testimony. One, like one.
Welcome to Fierce 2024, the way of the brave. We celebrate what God is doing in your life and your testimony of victory. Welcome to Pastor Bev this evening. Bev, can you share your testimony of God's faithfulness in your life?
First of all, thank you, Cheryl, and thank you, Silo Ministries, for this opportunity to share my testimony. In November 2022, I went for a mammogram. It's actually quite a funny story. When my son, who's in university, kept on nagging me to go for a mammogram. And it was 2 weeks in the interim, and the joke at home was that we needed vitality points to travel to Durban that December. Listening to my 24-year-old, I went and had a mammogram done. To my surprise, on that Friday, the doctor referred me to a specialist, a surgeon, Dr. Vinod Barnard. And when I went through to Dr. Barnard, he wasn't happy with my results. So he scheduled for me to have an operation. In that operation, he removed 6 lymph nodes on my left-hand side. And on that Monday morning, the following Monday, I went for my results. I was so brave that I was doing life, and I didn't think that I was sick. The only symptom I actually had in the previous 6 months was tiredness. And Dr. Barnard actually was very sympathetic. And it was such a shock to me when he actually revealed the results that I was diagnosed with lymph node cancer, level 3 going on to level 4. And I basically was stopped. I was stopped on my tracks. The greatest bravery for me was actually to tell my family. But I waited for 2 weeks, which when I tell people that, they think, why would you even wait for 2 weeks? But in that 2 weeks, I had to contain. I prayed, I seeked God, and I actually asked the question, why me? So after 2 weeks, I actually revealed to my family, but the secret in there was that I had all my documentation, all my x-rays, everything. And the family came to know just before I had to have my port done. The reason for the port was that when chemo actually takes place, then you don't have to actually use your actual veins. The port is actually linked to your main artery. My family was absolutely devastated. I remember that there was so much tears around me. My hubby was so emotional, my daughter, my son. I was so brave because it was almost like I prepared myself to reveal to the family. And then it was a week later, and I'm so grateful to my church, to Silo Ministries, for my leadership, and of course Cheryl, including you, and Pastor Ricky, and my home cell, Benoni Home Cell, you guys rock. I mean, I had visitations from Bishop Emamnila. I had visitations from Pastor Adrian, and people all around me were just praying. And the drama started when I started chemo. Chemo was absolutely draining. I felt as if I've totally lost myself. But in losing the outside of me, I lost my hair. I had no eyebrows, no eyelashes. And especially for a woman, it was almost like I lost my dignity. And in that interim, it was 14 drips every Friday that I used to go to take the chemo. But God was so wonderful. In oncology, we had Voloshin Mudli that worked there, and she would come and see me. I made friends while I was going for my chemo. I was ministering because I realized that this journey of me going through breast cancer was not for me. It was actually me, a new birthing has happened within me. Even though the outside was dying or fading away, inside me, my spirit man was really growing. So I went for 20 chemotherapy, and the sad news there was that before the last chemo, my mom passed away. And that threw me into a different category altogether. Losing my mom was absolutely painful, and I became so rebellious that I didn't even want to go for radiation. And I remember when the doctor phoned me and he said, "You cannot stop radiation, you have to go for radiation." And then after that, I went for 21 radiation treatments. And in there as well, God was busy, so busy with me. He was showing me different aspects of life. He was showing me how much it means, life itself. Never take life for granted, because at the end of the day, He is God and He is in control of everything. And when I completed my radiation treatment, it was the happiest day. But the sad part about all of this was that I couldn't tell my mom. And that really hurt me very badly. But now it's okay. I've learned to accept that death is real. Along this journey, you would lose your loved ones. But most of all, I know that the second chance of my life is not for me. I believe that I've been transformed. I believe that God really has had His hands upon me. When I think of how strategically all of this happened, I know that my journey has just begun for other ladies that I've been walking this journey with.
Thank you, Pastor Bev. Can you share with us what life lessons have you learned while facing your challenges?
To all the women out there, you are very important. Do not leave going through for your mammograms and your pap smears. And if you feel that your body and you don't feel well, do not leave yourself, because with dread disease, it's actually a proven fact that prevention is better. You will live. You will have a chance to live a complete life. Secondly, I believe that love is so important. Never wait for tomorrow to tell people that you love them and you care about them. It's the little things in life that matters. And when you start to appreciate the little things in life, it's almost like God is ready to unveil so many secrets, so many kingdom secrets. And always be humble, because in your time of need, and always be giving, because at the end of the day, when it doesn't have to be, you don't have to give because you asked to give. May giving be your lifestyle, because I feel like I am a living proof. I live my life to help others and to give. And that's what church has taught me. And so I've caught this revelation, and I believe that's why today I have a second chance to live. And when you are in the kingdom, and when you go through certain things in life, never feel shy to tell people. Because when you have strong people walking this journey with you, they'll be able to help you when you need help. So at the end of the day, we don't know it all in the kingdom, but as we walk this journey, we help each other, we love each other, and we live a full life.
Pastor Bev, what encouragement or message would you like to offer to those who may be seeking or struggling in their faith journey?
You know, the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. Christianity and knowing Jesus Christ himself, if you look at the walk that he had with his disciples, he wasn't alone. And so as we walk this journey, it's important to be planted and find your passion and find where you will strive, because God always has, and I say this all the time, he always has a new chapter for you. He's not a boring God. He doesn't want you to remain the same. So God will put you through tests. And sometimes it seems to be unbearable. It seems as if you're not going to achieve what you desire in your heart. But at the end of the day, when you go through trials and tribulation, purpose becomes bigger than you. And when purpose becomes bigger than you, you are not living for you. You're living for the call. And the call is that each one of us has a calling. So I want to leave this message with you. I have found my purpose. I have found who I am. I feel like I've been transformed in every part of me and who I am. So my question to you out there, where are you in your journey? Are you in your purpose? Because if you're not in your purpose and you're not walking with Jesus Christ himself, what purpose do you have in this life?
Pastor Bev, thank you for being brave and thank you for sharing your testimony with the world. May God increase and enlarge your territory. Thank you.
Thank you.